Chapter 5. "Okay, you can come in," said the man. I went in. They locked the door behind me. His name was Colonel Grangerford. He was a gentleman. He wore a suit all the time and a clean shirt every day. He was very slim and tall. He had a very big house. His wife's name was Rachel. He had 3 living sons, Bob, Tom, and Buck. He had 3 dead sons and a dead daughter, Emmeline. Bob and Tom wore Panama hats, suits, and looked like their dad. The Colonel had 2 living daughters, Miss Charlotte and Miss Sophia. Colonel Grangerford had over 100 slaves. He owned lots of farms. Everyone had their own slave. I got one too. The Shepherdsons were the other grand family. They had a feud with the Grangerfords. One night, Miss Sophia ran off with one of the Shepherdson boys. All the men went to look for them. There were lots of killing. Buck died. I ran away. I went to the river. I found Jim and the raft. He said, "Your slave helped me. He found me a place to hide. I waited for you to find me." The raft was still good. We got away from the Grangerfords and the Shepherdsons. I liked living on the raft. One day, we saw 2 men. One was in his 70s. The other was about 30. The 30-year-old man said, "I'm a duke." The 70-year-old man said, "I'm a king." They came with us on the raft. They were actors. They practiced plays. We went to different towns and made money with their plays. I made posters and bills to tell people about their plays. We went to different towns. Living on the raft with just Big Jim was a different experience. Each night more people came to see the plays. I checked everybody. I didn't want them to bring in rotting food to throw. The King and Duke tricked us. They ran away with the ticket money on the 3rd night. They made $465 in 3 nights. Jim didn't like the Duke or the King. "They're not real dukes and kings," I thought.